In January, two runoff elections in Georgia will determine which party controls the U.S. Senate. And the money pouring into the campaigns reflects the significance of the contests, an estimated $126 million, with Republicans holding a $28 million edge. Here and now, media analyst John Carroll joins us to sort out the two sides. And John, let's start with the runoff system. How does that work in an election like Georgia's Senate runoff races?
So what they do is they have a preliminary where all the candidates run. And if no one gets 50% or above, then the top two vote getters go to a runoff. This is a holdover from Jim Crow era, when the Georgia power brokers wanted to make sure that no one could win with a plurality. And so they set up this system, which favored white candidates in the end.
Okay, well, let's talk about the runoff between GOP Senator Kelly Loeffler and Democratic challenger Raphael Warnock. Both candidates are running ads that really seek to inoculate them, so to speak, against controversies, like this ad from the Loeffler campaign.
Don't believe the liberal lies. A bipartisan Senate committee of Democrats and Republicans cleared Kelly Loeffler. She did nothing wrong. Kelly always puts Georgia first.
What can you tell us about this ad?
Well, what Loeffler is referring to but not actually saying are stock trades that she made. Some of the stocks she invested in were with companies that could possibly profit from the coronavirus. And she shortly afterwards said she had sold all her individually held stocks. But that hasn't kept Raphael Warnock from accusing her of profiteering from the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. In other ads, Loeffler ties Warnock to Barack Obama's former pastor, Jeremiah Wright, calling Warnock a radical's radical. Here's how he responded.
When people have no vision, they revert to the vision. And that's what you're seeing from my opponent right now. While she's busy calling me names, let me tell you where I stand.
Okay. Also in September, Obama did endorse Warnock in the Senate race. Tell us more about his policy proposals. What does Loeffler mean when she calls Warnock a radical's radical?
Well, she's trying to pin things like defund the police on Warnock. He's trying to emphasize affordable health care. He talks about a living wage. He talks about reasonably priced prescription drugs. That's what he's doing, in effect, trying to neutralize the attacks that worked really well for Republicans against Democrats during the general election.
Hmm. The other runoff is between incumbent Senator David Perdue and his Democratic opponent, John Ossoff. This Perdue ad we're about to play ties Ossoff with Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, former gubernatorial candidate in Georgia, Stacey Abrams, and New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Now we take Georgia, then we change America.
Change is coming to America.
The blue wave is comprised of those who are documented and undocumented.
We win these races in Georgia so that we don't have to negotiate.
That's their goal.
How effective, John, would you say these ads are?
Well, it's using the same approach as Loeffler's ads, which is to paint all these Democrats as radical liberals. One thing I should note, the quotes from Stacey Abrams and the quote from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are spliced together. They could come from two completely different sentences. We don't know. So there's no way to really verify the accuracy or veracity of those quotes.
Hmm. John Ossoff, for his part, tries to turn the tables on Perdue by tying him to outgoing President Trump, matching Trump's statements on the coronavirus with Perdue's. Let's listen.
In terms of cases, it's very, very few.
Very, very few people have been exposed to it.
The risk to the American people remains very low.
The risk of this virus still remains low.
We've had flus before.
Okay, so we just heard the back-to-back sound of Trump as well as Perdue. What's the takeaway here?
These quotes don't have any dates attached to them. There's a certain amount of misdirection of the consumer or the voter that each one is engaging in.
A lot of money pouring into Georgia, as we know. I'm just curious, what's the most spent on ads for a Senate campaign or runoff? Do we know?
I think this is going to be the biggest one for a runoff of all. There could be more than the $126 million.
Hmm. The Georgia runoff elections are on January 5th, and early voting begins December 14th. John Carroll is media analyst for Here and Now. As always, thank you.
Thank you, Tanya.